This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, supported in part by the Daily Progress. Check out what's happening in Central Virginia at dailyprogress.com. A new intramural league kicked off this weekend in Charlottesville, literally. The Charlottesville Sports and Social Club is the creation of a recent arrival from Northern Virginia. The club began its official operations this past weekend with the first matches of a new kickball league. A hot morning sun shines down upon the baseball field at Azalea Park in Charlottesville. A battle between two opposing teams of grown men and women is underway as a small rubber ball is rolled from the mound to the kicker's box where an eager leg is ready to make contact. And with that kick, the red ball sails past two defenders, leading to the first score by a team called Give Me Your Lunch Money. The kickball league is underway. Lunch Money players are wearing blue t-shirts with matching tube socks and sweatbands and have taken the lead from the orange-clad 32 Left Feet. The game is just getting started, and 32 Left Feet is not without heart.
I think our chances are very good today. This team we're playing is called Give Us Your Lunch Money, but ain't going to happen today. No? No way.
The Charlottesville Sports and Social Club was founded by Chad Day, a web developer who recently moved to Charlottesville. Day says kickball is a great sport for adults to play because it appeals to both men and women.
And I used to play in kickball leagues up around the Washington and Baltimore area. When I moved down here, I started playing ice hockey, but after that, you know, I got a little bit bored. Didn't seem like there were many other sports activities unless you went to UVA. So it seemed like, I looked around for something like this. It didn't exist, so I decided to start it up. Mm-hmm. It seemed like there was a big demand for it here. Like right before we started it up, there was this huge thread on Craigslist on how there was nothing to do in Charlottesville. So judging by our response, I had to turn like three or four teams away because I just ran out of field time.
The league will play its first season with 10 teams of at least 16 people each. Day serves as referee. Give Me Your Lunch Money has practiced one more time than 32 Left Feet, but neither team has members who have played an official match for a very long time.
Middle school, maybe.
I haven't played since I was about 12 years old. I haven't made any of the practices, but I feel very confident that as long as I kick the ball, it'll be all right.
I'm actually not sure that I ever
have played
kickball.
Probably 1986.
1972.
1972?
Yeah.
You're not even that old. Dude.
Okay, so it would be more like 77 then.
For those who grew up playing the sport, it's hard to forget the distinctive feel and sound of the kickball. But to those whose PE classes in elementary school did not feature this ubiquitous ball, here's a description.
It's red and rubbery, and it bounces. It sounds better when it hits the foot, though. Unfortunately, then somebody has to go get it.
Kickball is played very much like softball or baseball, except the ball can be thrown at players to get them out.
Three outs an inning. It's only six innings, though. You know, basically, you're trying to kick the ball, get on base, and eventually get around the home plate to score. A couple of different rules we have. We don't allow people to pitch the ball like super fast or bounce it 2 feet, high on the way to the plate to make it unkickable. We want everybody to have a good time out here.
Dirty pitcher.
Yeah, dirty pitcher.
Come on, Jamie.
I love kickball.
We have various gender rules, like no more than two guys can bat in a row before a girl. You can't intentionally walk a guy to get to a girl. You can't really pick on people. So that's basically what it comes down to.
Over the course of the season, each team will play seven games with a playoff at the end for a champion. Day says he's working on getting a special trophy made up for kickball.
Hard to imagine there's not a lot of kickball trophies for purchase out on the internet. So I've had to go around to probably about two dozen places now trying to get a custom kickball trophy made, but I think I finally found a place that'll do it. And we're probably going to give out, free bar tab or, $100, $200 to the winning team at our sponsor bar, Wild Wing Cafe.
Give Me Your Lunch Money and 32 Left Feet are tied as we enter the final inning. Lunch Money is up first to kick and take a one-shot lead on a spectacular boot deep into left field.
Yes! Yes!
Dropped! Dropped!
But with good field work, 32 Left Feet are up to kick and must score 1 point to avoid being the first team to lose. forced run at the plate eats up one out, but can they get a run with bases loaded?
Two out.
Give Us Your Lunch Money's roller sets the ball in motion. The ball sails right into the hands and chest of a blue shirt, and Give Me Your Lunch Money has won the game and bragging rights as the league's first winner. But Chad Day says the object of the league is not really to win.
One thing I've, you know, heard from various people is that everyone has their own kind of clique in Charlottesville, and they kind of stay within it. You know, this should, I think, help, you know, people to meet other people easy, you know, easier hang out, you know, at the bar afterwards, have a few drinks, and, you know, just be a lot of fun.
All right. Lunch money.
Give me a lunch money. It's victorious.
If the league's first season is successful, Day has plans to expand to 16 teams next fall. In the meantime, he's organizing the winter season for the Charlottesville Sports and Social Club, with leagues starting up for wiffle ball, indoor kickball, and dodgeball. Visit us at SeaVillePodcast.com for links. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, supported in part by the Daily Progress at DailyProgress.com.
Good game, guys.
Bye.
All right, cheers. We can all get in our backs.